You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Thank you for hitting play. I'm your host, Timothy Chemo Bryan, and I bring my experience with podcasting since 2006 as a listener and a podcaster. I am here to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Here's how the show works. I comb the millions of podcasts currently available for free on various platforms. And then I come back to you with what I've found. Sure, you can use search engines for recommendations from many podcast apps. But I feel that getting a personal recommendation from a real, live, breathing person is still the best way to find the gems that are out there. The show is broken up into three halves. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a huge fan of car talk. Bear with me. The first half of the show is the stats. This gives you all the details about where to find the show, how many episodes, who's hosting the shows. Basically, this is for those that just want the stats. The second half of the show, I dig deeper into the show that I'm reviewing and let you know how well the hosts interact, talk about their audio quality, and let you know what I think about the show. Now, that last half of the show is where I talk about why the show is binge-worthy, where to start your journey, and I'll be reaching out to the hosts to see if they would like to discuss their show a little bit and talk about their podcasting journey. So, let's get going on this episode. In this episode, I will be reviewing Poetic Earthlings by York Campbell. Now, this is one of those podcasts that I'm not too sure how I found it. And you know what? That's been a topic for a bonus episode of this podcast that I've been thinking about doing. But I can tell you that when I found it, I became instantly engrossed with what York was doing. Now, you can reach out to him in a few separate ways. You can go to his website, where he has a contact page, which is going to be posted in the show notes. And then he also has an account on Twitter, and that's where you're usually going to find York. Now, the website is poeticearthlings.com, and you can find his episodes there as well as your podcast player of choice. Now, the current version of his show is in its fourth season at the time of this recording. And it started way back in July of 2019. Now, there is about 72 episodes, and that does include micro episodes, but it doesn't include the episodes that you can receive as being part of his inner circle when you support his show on his Buy Me a Coffee site, where you can donate a one-time gift or a monthly subscription. You can find him at buymeacoffee.com/poeticearthlings. Now, because the current version is a reboot of his show, which was a daily show, the average time of episodes is a bit skewed. Now, when you check into Podchaser and Listen Notes, it shows an average length of 5 minutes, and that's just not the case. Now, his aren't 3-hour epic episodes. They're usually actually around the 20 to 30 minute mark. And that doesn't include the micro episodes, which are about 5 to 7 minutes in length. Now, when you look up the description that York has for Poetic Earthlings, you're going to find him saying that it's a cosmic joyride for your ears. These are short, dark, and beautiful stories that will change your perspective. Each show is different, but will take you to unexpected places. If you're new, you can start with Programmable, Better Version of You, Murder Within the Color Wheel, or the latest episode. And since this is a cosmic joyride for your ears, he does recommend that you have headphones and a mug of ginger tea. Now, I can tell you that I don't have headphones when I listen to his work, but I have earbuds, and I'm usually drinking coffee, so I'll have to try it with ginger tea. Now, this category, the category for this podcast is arts and books. And York does his podcast in a seasonal structure. So when the season is active, you usually get an episode about once a week. Poetic Earthlings does have a highly active Twitter and Instagram account. And he's incredibly supportive of the writing communities that exist there. So make it a point to not only to subscribe to his show, but also make sure to subscribe to his social media feeds so that you can, you know, find something there that may not be in the show. Now, when looking at listen notes, you can see that he's ranked in the top 10% of podcasts in his category. So you know he already has a really good following. Are you happy with your podcast app? I know, hard question to answer. But let me ask you this. Does your app allow you to rate the podcast you're listening to? Great if it does. But does it allow you to rate each and every episode that you listen to? Does your app allow you to join a community of other listeners and share and comment on your favorite podcasts? Now, if you're a podcaster, does the app that your listeners are using give you a tip jar so that that way they can support your show directly instead of paying fees to someone else? Well, Good Pods allows you as a listener and as a podcaster to rate and review all of the episodes of a podcast, as well as joining a community of other podcast enthusiasts to discuss that thing we all love, podcasts. Give it a shot. You may not go back to your old app, and you might find a community that is engaged and excited about the same things you are. Grab it on Google Play and the Apple App Store. All right, let's get to the point about this show. Now, just for full transparency, York was the first person to donate to find a podcast about on my Buy Me a Coffee page. And I've lent my voice to York for Poetic Earthlings on certain episodes. Now, when I initially thought about making this show, I knew that I needed to spread the joy of Poetic Earthlings to any listeners that I would have, as this is one of the shows that was on my slate of shows to do in the first season, even before York actually reached out and asked to be reviewed on the show. Now, putting my podcaster's ears on for a moment, the sound quality is excellent in every episode. York creates these soundscapes and inserts audio clips from other sources nicely into each episode. Those sound clips don't sound forced whatsoever. They actually support the story that York is telling. Now, sometimes it's just fun to listen to an episode and try to figure out where that clip came from. And why, if you drink, this might be a good drinking game with friends while you listen. Of course, York does recommend the mug of ginger tea to listen to the show with. Now, when York started bringing other people to handle the vocal parts of some of the characters, I feel that this really improved the show. It's not that York has a bad voice. He's got a very wonderful voice. It's a great voice for podcasting. But you can't do all the characters in the show with just one voice, I don't think, anyways. You know, it does show a great deal of trust that York has in the people that listen to and support his show. Now, as a character in York's episodes, I can say he gives me just enough information on each voice that I do, but not too much because he wants me to give an authentic performance for his work. Now, he can pull the authenticity of performers to any people he brings to the show. And for all of us that have been on his show, he really brings that authenticity out. And he's generous, as York credits those who help him and promotes their podcasts, their works, whatever it is at the end of each episode. Now, some people might say that, you know, that all the sound clips and the soundscapes could be distracting. But really, those sound effects that he's using, the soundscapes, the clips, really service the show. You know, I compare his show to two other shows that I really enjoy. One is from Ken Nordine, his Word Jazz, and the other is Joe Frank. Now, those two men worked in the audio storytelling from the 50s until the deaths in the past, 5 to 10 years. And those shows had a lot of soundscaping that was inserted to emphasize a point. And York continues in this tradition. The two other shows came out before podcasting was a thing, and I'm not sure if they influenced York, but you know that's going to be a question that I ask in the interview. Now, to demonstrate the evolution of the show, York tells us what to expect and how he envisions it in this clip.
I may do an episode of one of my earlier shows in a different way, different timing, different kind of music, different pattern, different attitude. And then the next show is a completely different show. So if you're listening, you're like, well, what happened? You had this show. I was in the groove, like really deep down dive into the groove of things. And then you have another show where I'm just completely lost my marbles. It's deliberate. I'm trying to find me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in my own head so I can communicate it to you. I suggest that you do the same as well.
Now, York isn't afraid to try something new, even if it may not be a hit or a home run each time. This fearlessness is something that I can really respect in an artist. He's willing to break with formulas that others try to perfect. He is blazing his own trail, that's for sure. Now, some of the episodes start out with a space lady introducing the show, like this one.
Okay, space lady, start the show.
Greetings to all sentient life forms in the universe. Welcome to Poetic Earthlings, a show that will provoke, inspire, and alter your perception. Here's your host from a remote location south of the 49th parallel, York Campbell.
And other episodes, York goes right into the episode. Now, for people that are new to the show, this might be a little bit jarring as you don't know exactly what to expect. But it does hook you in, and it keeps you in as long as you're willing to try to figure out what's happening and how far he's going to go with each episode. Now, York knows the type of people who listens to his show.
I found this really kooky, really strange, bizarre show that I think you'll like. Heads up. Only strange, bizarre, kooky, crazy people listen to the show.
Now, this shows me that he's very aware of what his audience is interested in and how far he can take each episode. It also shows me that he's really in tune with his audience, and that's a way to build a faithful following that any podcaster would want. If you like what you heard so far, then I'd like to ask you to reach out. You can email me directly, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or leave me a voicemail at the website, findapodcastabout.xyz. I want to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And if you want me to find you a podcast in any category that you're interested in, let me know. Now, if you're a podcaster and feel that your podcast would be served by appearing on the show, I want to talk to you as well. Use the same methods to reach out. Now, I'm on Twitter @FindAPodcast, Facebook @FindAPodcastAbout. Another thing I'd like to ask is if you found value in this podcast, pass it along to a friend. Lastly, doing this podcast is a labor of love, but love ain't cheap. So consider donating to my Buy Me a Coffee Fund right on the website, or go to buymeacoffee.com/findapodcastabout. Each episode takes about 5 to 7 hours of research and about 2 to 3 hours of production time, about 10 hours for each episode. Let me tell you, that's a lot of coffee. And like I said, best recommendation comes from a real person. So, fill my coffee cup, and I'll help you outsmart the algorithm. And now here is the point in the show that I turn you from a listener to me into a listener of Poetic Earthlings. Now, this show is in a constant state of evolution, and I'm always excited to see where it goes. As I've lent my voice to the show and have had York on my other podcast, which is Create Art Podcast, I can tell you first from firsthand experience that York is a pleasure to work with, and he's very giving to those in the writing community on his Twitter page and in podcasting. Now, in many of his latest episodes, he calls out those who helped him on his journey on his show and calls out other individuals in the writing community, as you can hear here.
It's time for the Earthling Spotlight, where we recognize an independent poet or novelist. This person not only excels in their field, but also moves the industry forward. York, who's it going to be this time?
York is very generous and is even lent a hand in the creation of this show that you're listening to today. Now, he encouraged me to include clips of shows I review so that you can have a listen to the show being reviewed. So if you enjoyed this aspect of the show, send him a thank you for encouraging me to use clips in these reviews. Now, where should you start your journey with Poetic Earthlings? York does give a few examples in his description on where to start, but I think a suitable place is to start right there in episode 1, where he talks about his meeting with Oprah. Now, another personal gem of mine is his goldfish suicide letter. In that episode, he takes on the character of a goldfish committing suicide due to his owner's lack of attention. Now, that's a micro episode, and it may be the best way to enter in the world of Poetic Earthlings. It's just about 5 or 7 minutes long, but it gives you a good example of the mind of York and where he's going with his episodes. Now, who's a candidate for listening to Poetic Earthlings? Well, you really need to have an interest in skillful writing, elaborate soundscapes, and an appreciation for things that initially look ordinary and turn out to be something quite extraordinary, and the ability to wait for the payoff. And just about every episode I've listened to, the payoff has happened. You know, York has me thinking after the episode is done about that episode and how I would do it or how I view it or how I experienced it. If you're looking for something that breaks with a norm and where you need to find the formula of how it works, then this podcast is for you. I know, if you try it with an open mind, you will want to binge on this podcast and share it with your friends. Just a word of caution, share it with your cool friends. And you know who I'm talking about. You know that friend in the group that usually tells your group about things first? The one who's a little bit odd and considered nerdy? Let that friend know about this podcast. Heck, they may even found it before you tell them about it. If that's the case, you two are going to have something to talk about. And then you can send that friend right on over to, right over here so we can have that conversation with that friend. All right. Welcome, everyone. I have the proud privilege to have with me here York Campbell from Poetic Earthlings. Now, folks, before you get too excited, if you've listened to his show, you know, in season 3, he passed away, and season 4 just started up. So I am talking to somebody from the afterlife. So York, how's the afterlife?
Well, it's kind of weird. Like, I've never been outside of my body before. I'm trying to get used to things. I was tempted to haunt the local library, and I had to hold myself back. And I was tempted to go between walls and visit different people. But you know what? I'm a good podcaster. I'm just going to wait until I get my body back. By the way, Tiffany C. Lewis, she's going to be doing the season 4 premiere because I'm still trapped in limbo somewhere. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm not as bad as you are trapped there in limbo. Folks, this is one of the reasons why you need to go check out poetic earthlings. You've heard the review of the show, and I'd like to ask you, who is your ideal audience? Who is that avatar that you have for the show? And, you know, I have a sneaky suspicion that you have a picture of me next to your microphone anytime you record, but who do you think is the ideal audience for this show?
Well, besides you, I believe that the ideal audience member is a person that wants to go beyond the status quo, that wants to be thrown into a universe without breadcrumbs or somebody holding their hand. That's my ideal audience.
And that is perfect. That is perfect. One thing I really, and I didn't bring it up in the review, but I do want to tell you right now, is that a lot of times when we're, you know, watching a movie or listening to a podcast or reading a book, things are very formulaic. And one of the things I enjoy about Poetic Earthlings is that, you know, you think you know where the story's going to go, and then you veer off to a different county entirely. Has that been something that you've always enjoyed doing?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy doing that. Sometimes I deliberately, what I call, break my story. If the story is too fluid and is too calm and sequential and poetic, if you will, and everything is streamlined, I find that the story is too safe. So what I do is I look at it and I say, wow, this is really beautiful. This is too beautiful. These curves are too smooth. I have to make it a little bit bumpy. I have to make it not so beautiful. So I intentionally take off some of the rose petals. I stomp on it a little bit. Instead of a smooth road, I put some bumps into the road as well, and some curves. Because at the story, I find, just like music, sometimes I like when you're listening to a song and you're expecting the other beat, or you're expecting the rapper or the singer to come in on this cue, and then they don't. They surprise you. Where did they go? It's sort of like listening to a Pink Floyd album. Mm-hmm. There are some of their songs, so there's one song in particular, where you're waiting a very long time for the lead vocalist. Where is he? When is he going to start the song? This is taking forever. And then he starts, right? He surprises you. So I like to catch my audience by surprise, because I like to be surprised. And I don't like when a story is too put together. I don't just throw in a curve or a cliffhanger just for the sense of it, but is to wake me up, because I have to be entertained. So that's why I do that.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I am a bit of a Pink Floyd fan, so.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Where would you like to take Poetic Earthlings? You know, what's in the future here for us?
Well, what I really would like to do is an audiobook, and I'm still playing around with the idea. Now, Poetic Earthlings itself, it almost feels like it's an audiobook, but what I mean by that is to have a story, but short stories, because that's what I like to do. But all of these short stories, they're going to overlap each other. So when you're listening, it may feel like another story altogether, but there's threads. So that's what I like to do. So I'm still, there's some ideas that I'm working with. So for the future, that's what I like. Also, for the future of the podcast, I like to have different voices. In season 5, I'm working with other writers, people that you've never heard of before. And I'm trying to get them on board into the show so that it will create more dimensions.
Perfect. Perfect. And I know I've been a voice on your show before, so.
Yeah, and a very good voice. Very good voice on the show.
Anything you can do to improve my voice, make me sound like Edward James Olmos or something like that? Do you have that plug-in?
I wish I did.
So, you know, we talked about where you want to take it. Let's talk about the past a little bit here. What's been the hardest part of your podcast journey from episode one until episode 73, let's say?
Well, the hardest part of the journey, it has to be the writing of the story. Besides all of the technical things, even though that is a wall that has to be overcome, you know, it has to be scaled. But the writing is the heart of the story. Before I add on the music and the sound effects, if the writing doesn't touch me, if it doesn't grip me, I'm not going to bother adding on music and sound effects and getting everyone else to work to help me with the episode. So it takes me a very long time. I could sit down for one paragraph, could take me an hour or so to write. I'm a very slow writer. Unlike some authors like Tiffany C. Lewis, she's a phenomenal writer and she writes really fast. I don't. I write really slow because I like to find different elements in my life, even if it's a very tiny, tiny bit of me into the story. So I like to inject some of my real life scenario into what I'm doing. So yeah, it's the writing. The writing is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about your background too here. Now, when you started the Poetic Earthlings and, you know, the episodes that I'm hearing from, you know, pretty much episode one on out there is a lot of great audio engineering. So we're going to go a little bit into the how the sausage is made there for our listeners here. Did you have a background in audio engineering, or is this just, you know, you're making it happen out of thin air?
Yeah, with the audio engineering part, I was desperate when I started the show. I started the show back in 2017, but it went through a major revisions. I had 400 episodes. I used to record every single day. Now, I didn't have a computer. I didn't have a proper microphone. And I don't recommend what I'm about to say to new podcasters, but I was using my phone. I was recording everything on my cell phone, over 400 episodes. But then I said that I need to make this into something different rather than just hearing my voice. So I thought of different sound effects and music because I come from a musical background. I used to write songs back in the day for different rap groups. And so then I started to put in music and other voices. And then I did something really crazy. All of the 400 episodes that I had before, I said to my wife, I need to scrap those. And she said that's, you can't do that. You spent too long. But I convinced her. I said, I want the show to take a different route. And so even though I was proud of those 400 episodes, I got rid of them and I started the whole thing over with an episode called My Meeting with Oprah. And that's the first episode of the revised Poetic Earthlings.
And folks, if you want to get any of those 400 episodes, you need to make a huge donation to York's Buy Me a Coffee Fund. It's got to be worth his time. Otherwise, he's not going to give you those 400 episodes. These are primo episodes, folks. Primo. And I only take 10%.
Yeah, thank you for selling it. That's
absolutely
great.
And I haven't even heard any of them. So there we go. York, we're going to flip back to the future here. Somebody should make a movie titled Back to the Future. What's coming up for you? You talked a little bit about the audiobook, but what projects are you working on? Are you going to be working on in the future that people need to be aware of?
Yeah. Okay. Well, for the future, what I really like to see, as I said before, is to have the stories even more, I guess, more substantial in a way. Where I still like the short format, the 15, 20 minutes. The stories that I have coming up for season 5, they're going to take a slightly different route where it's going to be more of an audio experience, even though it is right now, but there's going to be more audio dramas. So I do two things. I do a lot of audio fiction, right? And then there's audio dramas. And I think those, I think there's a difference with it. There's some where you're just hearing my voice and I'm telling a story. And then there's others where you're hearing a whole bunch of other people's voices and it feels like you're just listening, you're listening to a movie. There's going to be more of that, more of the second one, in season five. And also I would like to work with other artists and help them, a lot of up and coming authors and poets so that they're recognized for their talent. So that's what I like to do.
Perfect. And I want to remind you, because we were talking about it before we hit record for the second time. Yeah, we can find the first recording of this. That'll be a bonus. But we were talking a little bit before we hit record that you're doing editing for other folks as well. And so we want to make sure that, you know, folks can contact you, get in contact with you for editing services. And that way you can support York and his work. York, I'm going to end this interview with two questions here. One is, what's one podcast that you've been binging on? And two, what podcast should we be listening to?
The podcast that I've been really into is one called The Truth. It's been around for quite a while. I think since, I don't know, like 2016. Actually, it's been around for 10 years. They just celebrated their 10th year anniversary. I listened to that as, first of all, as a student, and second, as just as a listener, just somebody that wants to be blown away by the presentation. I learned so much. It's an anthology series, so every story is different, and it's wonderfully told. If you want to laugh, cry, think, groan, be educated, you definitely have to listen to The Truth. It's phenomenal. And you mentioned another thing. You said the podcast that I listen to, and what else did you say?
And well, a podcast that you binge with, and then a podcast that we should listen to.
Oh, the podcast that you should listen to is Tiffany C. Lewis's new podcast. I just started editing it. I'm the editor and producer of her show, and she has an incredible voice. She's also on my podcast doing different voice work. Her podcast is called Beta Reader Bits. It's a podcast that helps potential beta readers or beta readers that wants to even improve on their style. So that's Beta Reader Bits, and the first season is out now.
Perfect. So folks, after you get done binging on Poetic Earthlings, you need to go and take a listen to Tiffany C. Lewis's newest one, which is edited and produced by the guy that I have right here. York, is there? I lied. I have one other question for you here. Is there one idea or one thought that you want people to take away when they hear Poetic Earthlings, any of the episodes that you have?
Well, what I want them to, even if they disagree with the content of the show, and sometimes this may sound strange, everything that I write, I don't always agree with. I take the opposite approach. I take an approach that's unpopular, a worldview that I don't even like, but I write about it. And sometimes I'm in that character's head. There's a particular character coming up. She's a cannibalist, right? She's the villain of pretty much the villain of the story. But I don't make her seem like the villain, even though she is technically the villain. But what I'd like for people to take out from the story is to see people in a different way, right? We all have our barriers and we all have our labels, and the earth is just getting even more divided as we speak. But if we could put ourselves in somebody else's shoes just for a while, just for those 15 minutes, those 20 minutes, then it would change our lives, because we're going to see the world through this girl, this blonde girl that's hooked on crack. That's a story that we're going to see the world through her eyes as she's telling her story. We're going to see the world through this 99-year-old Chinese man that lives in the mountains and that's trying to find alien life forms. We're going to be inside of him, right? And so if we could do that, if we could intentionally do that every single day, what does this person feel? What is that person about? It's going to make us better humans. We're not going to be inside of our own bubble, inside of our own world. And I think that's what I want to convey with my stories.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, York, for joining me here on Find a Podcast About. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Tim. Take care.
So that's the episode. I want to thank you again for taking a listen. And if you want to outsmart the algorithm and have me review a podcast, email me, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or go to the website, findapodcastabout.xyz, where you can listen to the other episodes and leave me voicemail. I'm here to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. Thank you for listening to Find a Podcast About, which is a production of Gagrapod East Studios. At Gagrapod, we've been helping creatives tell their story through podcasting since 2017. Look us up at gagrapod.com and see all the network shows there. And reach out to us so we can help you tell your story to the world.